Welcome to the 23 Minutes in Hell podcast, where author and speaker Bill Weiss and his wife Annette address the many questions and concerns that we all have about the topic of hell and eternity. Bill and Annette believe the subject of hell shouldn't grip us with fear, but instead should inspire us to invest the time we have left on earth wisely. Tune in for today's enlightening broadcast.
Thank you for joining us. Today, we are talking about our eternal family.
And Bill, in today's podcast, I really believe our listeners will be encouraged and receive insight, regardless of their family situation, that the Heavenly Father loves them and He invites each one of us to be a part of His family, where we can experience a genuine sense of belonging and security.
That's right. You know, at this time of year, most of us look forward to being with family. Spending time with those we love is a valuable gift. We know there are those who have no family, or even those who do not get along with their family. Some have had an abusive father, so they may not relate to nor experience healthy, good relationships.
Yeah, that's true. And having a good family helps to establish in each one of us a sense of security and trust. And when those healthy family connections are missing, some people will join a gang seeking a family or a sense of belonging. Others will try to find fulfillment connecting with those in a particular religious, professional, political, or social group. But all of these connections will still leave a void in our heart and soul. They won't satisfy with what only God can provide.
Right.
You know, and we know there is no better father and no better family we could ever belong to than God's family.
That's for sure.
You know, a brother and sister in Christ can be far closer to us than our own blood relatives. And this is because we each have been given a new spirit and a new heart. And the love of God has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, as Romans 5:5 states.
Right. And you and I have talked about this several times. But now for you listening, don't get us wrong. We love our families. However, we have some closer relationships with Christian friends than we do with some of our relatives. And it's not that we plan it that way, nor want it that way. There exists a very noticeable spiritual difference between those in God's family and those who are not.
And if we are Christians and our blood family is not, there may be a vast difference in our view of truth. Real truth is the Word of God. And those without Christ view truth as relative and subjective. And this one point alone can cause a divide.
That's right.
You know, the fellowship between Christians is refreshing. There is a peace and joy enjoying the company of those who know right from wrong, good from evil, and walk in truth.
Oh, it's so true. You know, the reason God sent Jesus to the earth was because He wanted a family. God created family. This is why He made us. He is a good, good Father who loves each of us deeply. We are all very special and precious to Him. We are made in His image. And that's amazing. We're made in God's image. We're the only creation of His that He made in His image.
Absolutely.
You know, Ephesians 1:5 says, God decided in advance to adopt us into His own family by bringing us to Himself through Jesus Christ. This is what He wanted to do, and it gave Him great pleasure.
Oh, that's a great verse.
A great verse?
Yes. You know, Bill, and in heaven, we will still enjoy the company of our Christian friends and relatives who we know here on the earth.
That's right.
I'm going to hang out with my husband.
Yeah, me with you.
You know, we're going to have the same close relationships with those we know just like on the earth.
That's right. You know, but some quote the verse in Matthew 22:30 where Jesus said, "For in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven." Well, they claim you won't have any special relationships with a husband, wife, family, or friends because of that verse. However, Jesus was just pointing out that we will be like the angels who do not procreate or have children, so there is no need for marriage.
Yes, John MacArthur's commentary backs that up and states, "Angels are deathless creatures who do not propagate and therefore have no need for marriage." So in other words, it's not saying you won't be together, but simply that you won't have children.
That's right.
We still can all hang out and have fun.
That's right.
You know, we will have family.
Right. You know, Genesis 37:35, Jacob said, "For I go down mourning unto my son to Sheol." And his father weeps for him, and Jacob wept for him. And in other words, he was weeping because he thought his son was killed. And he said, "I'll go down to Sheol to him." So, that's Young's literal translation that I quoted. Now, Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown's commentary, page 43, states, "The place of departed souls where Jacob expected at death to meet his beloved son." So the point of the verse is, you're going to see family. You're going to be with your family. Then in 2 Samuel 12:23, "I shall go to him." David said, "I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me." When he lost his son. So he was going to go to his son. He's going to expect to see his son. Then Matthew 8:11, Jesus said, and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. So they all knew each other, family. You'll sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom.
That's good. I know. And, you know, it's just so clear because, you know, Jesus always said, pray things would be on earth as it is in heaven. Well, I mean, if on earth we enjoy great relationships, do we think it's going to be any less when we go to heaven?
Right. God's into family.
Exactly.
Why would family not exist and close relationships not exist?
Absolutely. You know, and in addition, our Heavenly Father is always looking for ways to help us, protect us, encourage us, heal us, and provide for us.
That's right.
I mean, it makes me think of you, Bill. You're always been that kind of person where you always want to defend the weak, protect people, help them. I think that's why you like Chuck Norris so much and all the karate moves. You wish you were probably right. About 6'4" and built a little bigger and right. Could do all that stuff because right. You'd probably beat up the bad guys a lot.
Right. Defend the innocent, protect the innocent, and go after the bad guys. That's why I like Chuck Norris. Right, you know, and that reminds me too, I know this is a simple story, but when my brother never forgot this, but when we were young kids, somebody stole my brother's little apple pie.
Was that from McDonald's?
Yeah, some kids, and he was so upset, and I said, "I'll go get it back," and I went after the kids, and I grabbed it from the kid, took it out of his hand, and got it back to my brother, and I was a big brother, you know, so he never forgot that. That I looked out for him, that I would go to the extra effort and grab his apple pie back for him. So
that's amazing, though. But see how that impacted him for to this day. You know, look
that.
How much older you guys are now. I mean, that is amazing. But we never know how looking out for each other as family, how
that's
that
right.
will change our hearts or just impact us.
Right. Just giving and looking out for each other.
Just showing that love.
You know, God is the most giving person you could ever meet. Our Heavenly Father also wants to spend time with us. He wants to tell us things to come so that we can be prepared. He wants to share with us how to become more successful. He wants to teach us how to best walk in health. Also, He wants to teach us how we can earn rewards for our future eternal home.
So true. And God Himself wanted a family, as you said, Bill, that He could bless and have a relationship with. That's why He created Adam and Eve. You know, but they forfeited their relationship with Him by obeying another father. And this father, this other father, is not only a liar, but is the most abusive, evil being anyone could ever imagine or serve.
That's for sure.
Jesus came to the earth to redeem us back from the devil's authority so we could now have the opportunity to be a part of God's family again. And the penalty for our sin is death. But Jesus paid that price for us by dying on the cross in our place, and then He rose from the dead, conquering death, hell, and the grave.
Praise the Lord for that. You know, God can only become our Father if we turn to Him with a humble heart. We must be willing to repent of our sin and ask Jesus to be our Lord and Savior. Our Heavenly Father will never force Himself on anyone. Each of us has the free will to decide if we want to be with Him or reject Him. You know, we must realize the consequences we face when we reject God's only Son, Jesus Christ. Because God is good, He gives us warnings and tries to get our attention throughout our lifetimes. He told us how to stay out of hell. God doesn't send a person to hell. A person's own words sends them to hell, as Jesus said in Matthew 12:37. They say with their own mouth that they reject his way. You know, in John 14:6, Jesus said he is the only way to heaven. Well, they reject that. You know, it's similar to a city placing many road signs far ahead stating that the bridge is out. If we decide to ignore all the signs and drive off the edge, we would not blame the city for our ignorance. You know, we all have a choice.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. You know, and it is not a threat by God if we don't receive Jesus. It's a warning. The difference is a threat is to demand compliance, where a warning is to encourage voluntary observance for a person's own benefit.
That's right.
You know, the way into his family is offered to everyone. God doesn't exclude anybody, but the entrance is narrow. There is only one way because only one perfect person died for us in our place for our sin. Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross to wash away our sin, and he alone rose from the dead.
Right. You know, once you are part of his family, you will never want out. You will experience true love, acceptance, security, and a most rewarding relationship that could never be found anywhere else. In Hebrews 13:5, God also told us, once we are in his family, I will never fail you. I will never abandon you. That is powerful. He said he will never fail us. He will never abandon us. He will never turn on you or let you down, hurt you, or abandon you.
Oh, that's so great. You know, now he will, we do know he will correct us if we wander off his path, you know, which is for our own protection. And he will warn each of us of any evil that can occur if we fall into sin.
Right.
You know, a good father will look out for their child and warn them not to play in a busy street, not to get into trouble.
Right. You know, God only seeks to bless us all the days of our lives and then takes us to heaven when we die. He has prepared a perfect place for us to live and enjoy forever. Who would want to turn down such an opportunity?
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to subscribe, rate this program, and share it on social media outlets. To stay in touch with us and learn more about this ministry, consider checking out our resources at soulchoiceministries.org.